Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4, Maseches Kilayim. We continue our discussion of Kilaya Karam, of Kilayim as it pertains to a vineyard. It says the Mishnah as follows: Gefen Hinetu of Agaso Vaneka. If you have a grapevine that was planted inside of a wine press or inside of a neka, which is like some sort of like a split, a hole, a ditch in the ground, and basically the person who planted these things there, who planted this grapevine there, he wants to plant seeds inside of this area as well, of a different species. Nostin la avodasa, so we give the grapevine 6 tfachim, as like a, in other words, like a work area, which we define as 6 tfachim, so in other words, 6 tfachim around it. Vizoreya es hamosar, and he can plant the rest of the wine press or the rest of this cleft with seeds, so as long as he has that space of 6 tfachim all around it, then he can plant whatever else he wants. Rabbi Yossi, remember Rabbi Yossi says, imin sham arba amos, if there are less than 4 amos by 4 amos, if the area is less than 4 by 4, in this wine press or in this cleft in the ground, oh yeah, vizera l'sham, he can't bring seeds and plant them in there. But obviously, if it's 4 by 4 and he has a separation of 6 tefachim away from the vine, then he can go ahead and plant other seeds. Then says the Mishnah, an interesting case: v'habayis shabakerim, if you have a house in the middle of your vineyard, zoran besocho, so you can plant seeds inside the house. Why? Obviously, because the walls of the house will separate the plants that are inside from the vineyard, and so everyone will realize that it's clearly not going to be considered kilayim. Okay, next Mishnah Hey. A complicated Mishnah in terms of being able to conceptualize, but a relatively easy Mishnah in terms of what it's actually saying. It says the Mishnah, Hanotea Yarak Bekerem, when a person plants vegetables in a vineyard, and they take root into this vineyard, Omikayim, or let's say he sees vegetables that were growing, whatever, you know, sometimes you have seeds that scatter around, blow around, so he sees that there are vegetables growing in his vineyard, and he's mekayim them, he's like, he maintains them, meaning he doesn't pull them out, he doesn't uproot them. So in this situation, harizem mekadesh arbayim b'chamesh kefanim, so this would aser, it would prohibit the 45 vines that are around these vegetables. Emasai, so when in the world would such a thing be the case? 45 vines is a lot of vines, and we'll see in a second how we get to that. Bezman shayunetu os al arba o al chamesham. Oh, al chamesh chamesh. Whenever the vines are planted in rows that are 4 amos or 5 amos apart, in such a situation, you have to lose 45 of the vines. But hayunatu asal shesh shesh o al sheva sheva, if they are planted in rows that are 6 or 7 amos apart, harizim makade shesh esrei ama lechol ruach, the vegetables will only aser the vines that are within 16 amos in every direction, agulos velo merubaos, a circular direction and not a square direction. So again, just to explain what we're talking about over here, when you have vines that are planted in rows in relatively short distances from one another, each row is relatively short distance, so in such a situation we basically take the 16 amos diameter of a circle, we draw it around that vegetable area, and you get 45 vines. If you drew a picture, then that's what you would clearly determine is the amount of vines that are within that circle, in that circumference. If you have 5 amos between each vine, so interestingly, it would only, be, if the Mefarshim explained, 37 vines, but nonetheless, as like a low plug, we don't want to confuse people, so we say 45 vines no matter what. When it gets to the 6 or 7 amos between each vine, so again, we go with the 16 amos diameter, but that only would make you take away, I believe the number is 21 vines from once you draw the circumference around them, and again, you have to make a circle. The whole idea is to make a circumference around and not a square around in terms of prohibiting which vines would be not allowed. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.